Welcome back in, everybody. Another edition of our Casey Woso series. This time we are talking with goalkeeper Abby Smith. Abby, how's it going?
It's going great. Just hanging out in the apartments, enjoying the cold weather for the most part. The snow's beautiful, but yeah, that's about it.
Yeah, it looks really nice from the window until you have to actually exit your apartment. You have two dogs, Jace and Aspen. How have they taken to the cold? Because they were warm weather dogs, right?
Yes, they love the cold. Every time we go outside, they end up having a frozen beard because they just stick their nose in the ice and the snow. And they love just running around and basically pushing me to the limit of hypothermia. So they're thriving in this weather.
Even if they're not considering that mom doesn't have her gloves on, or even with gloves, even no matter how many layers you have on, I'm convinced that nothing can make it better when you step outside. But we'll get back to the dogs maybe at some point, because I know that they're running around and having fun in the apartment, getting used to their new surroundings. But Kansas City, how has that been for you? The adjustment, getting used to a new place. I feel bad for everyone that wasn't maybe used to cold weather, because Kansas City in like January, February, it's typically a very cold place. But have you had any like new places that you found that you really enjoy, or what's been like the best part?
Yeah, Kansas City has been great. I feel like since we've gotten here, it's been super cold. And so I've explored a little bit here and there, mainly just taking the dogs on walks. But I've gone to Broadway Coffee or Cafe, and I love their coffee. So that's been a bonus. Yeah, just little things here and there, just because we're trying to stay in and make sure that we're staying safe. But I think Broadway Cafe has been my favorite find so far.
They do have very good coffee. The coffee scene, I know the barbecue scene gets talked about a lot here, but the coffee scene in Kansas City and the cocktail scene, all very good, all very good. So highly recommend anything in that category. But you guys are getting ready for the inaugural season for Kansas City, have a longer preseason this time around, or maybe just a less interrupted season this time around than you did last season. So how has just the training part of everything been? You guys have been mostly inside right now, which maybe isn't a bad thing with the weather, but training, how's it going?
Yeah, training's going really well. We're inside, so that's been great. We're getting a lot of touches on the ball. Training's been super intense since everybody's gotten in. I think after last year and how intense of a year it was, and how crazy of a season, tournament season it was, I think everyone's just super excited to be back in as a team and be in a consistent training environment. So everyone's working really hard and ready to get going for the season.
So how hard was that? I haven't gotten to talk with many players about playing, you know, the Challenge Cup, the bubble, the start and stop that a lot of leagues experienced. But when you look back on that season, I guess what word comes to mind, or how would you describe what you and your teammates made it through in a very unusual and, as everyone has said, unprecedented 2020 season?
Yeah, I think just as a whole, not even speaking soccer specific, it was just physically and mentally draining for everyone. And I think it was just so much of the unknown. Going into soccer specific, we basically had three preseasons. If you think about it, we prepped for beginning of March starting, and then that getting shut down pretty quickly. And then we came back in to do a preseason to get ready for the tournament. And then we had a little bit of a break and then came back for a fall series. So it was just a lot of up and down with seasons and just trying to get games in. And so I think we're all just ready for a consistent year of games and training and soccer. So,
and I know for just about any athlete you talk to, like, routine is everything, and consistency is big in that. Just whether it's preparation, in season, postseason, you know, that there's kind of a method to the madness in all of it. But you're from Plano, Texas. I want to talk a little bit about where you came from and going to UT and starting with, I mean, the crazy weather that we're all experiencing right now. But Texas, like poor Texas, how is your family? How are your friends? Is everyone doing okay down there?
Not gonna lie, I've been pretty stressed about it. Because we're prepared for extreme heat. We're not prepared for extreme cold, up and down, freezing, all of that. We're not prepared for that. My parents have been getting power on and off, so I'm hoping that the power will stay on consistently. My husband in San Antonio, we didn't have power at our house for probably about 30 hours. So he was very cold. He sent me a picture that he was laying in front of our fireplace in a sleeping bag and had to cook with a cast iron over the fire. So camping indoors, it's real life. And then, yeah, so thankfully my parents had water the whole time, but like none of the lights were working and the heat was out. So when the temperatures dropped into single digits, I was a bit concerned. So same with all of our friends. I think there's some areas that didn't lose power, so they all kind of migrated to that, but it was still pretty scary because everyone snowed in and we don't know how to clear the roads in Texas.
Right. Yeah. It's not just like a one problem here. There's like a multitude of problems like happening at the same time, but glad to hear that everyone is at least staying safe, because I've got family down in Texas and it's like, I mean, everyone, it's like, yeah, I'm okay. I'm used to this. And Kansas City's got a plan in place, but yeah, praying for everyone down in Texas and hoping that they pull through all of this and as safe and quickly as possible. But UT, let's talk about your time at UT and how that prepared you for a career in the NWSL. Is that something that you knew that you wanted to go after, was playing not just professionally, but professionally in the United States?
Yeah, so playing at UT, I loved my time there. I wanted to be close enough to home so my parents could come to the games, because it's only about a 3.5 hour drive. And I think that really played into my happiness of being close to home, but also being able to be in warm weather all the time. So I think training there, we're in a transition period between coaching staffs, so adapting to that, but then also growing as a player. I knew I wanted to play professionally, and so having that drive led me to keep training really hard and pushing and trying to get better. So yeah, it was awesome. I loved being at UT. I'm a proud Longhorn, so.
I love it. What's your favorite UT sport, besides, of course, women's soccer?
Oh, that's a great question. I love football, but I would also have to say, like, our track and field, our women's side, they're unreal. And volleyball, they're very good. So
plenty of sports to cheer for. But you mentioned one word in particular, and that's adapt and adaptability, which is something that you've had to do in your career in the NWSL. You started with Boston, that team folded, you go to Utah, then of course that didn't pan out this last year, and then the new home here in Kansas City comes up. So you've kind of experienced this throughout your career in the NWSL. How has that made you, you know, it's not something that anyone wants to go through, unexpected change, right? People want to be in control of the change that is happening in their lives. How did you maybe grow through those experiences?
I think after the first experience, I realized that I don't have any control over that. And I think that also played a big role in my mindset of I need to stay present in the moment and control what I can control. And that's my training and my mindset. And so that's kind of where I've tried to stay grounded with. Obviously, like, I have my moments where I go in and out of that, but after being in Boston and then everything that happened in Utah, it just made me realize that a lot of this is out of my hands. So I'm just going to focus on what I need to and make sure that my mindset's good and that I stay in my lane, honestly.
Sometimes it's the best thing that you can do. We're visiting with Casey Woso, goalkeeper Abby Smith. And let's talk about this goalkeeper room that you guys got. It's you, Carly Nelson, and Barney. Between the three of you, who would you say is, like, how would you describe the vibe of this goalkeeper squad within this team?
Yeah, I think it's pretty good. I think it's all been very competitive. And we're all in a mindset of trying to – I've been with Barney for – I think this is our fourth year of working together. And so each year we've adapted a little bit differently depending on coaching or style of play. And so I think that's something that we're trying to figure out, if that makes sense, just because it's a new environment and a new coaching. So it's been good. I think we're all trying to be like, have a lighthearted sense about the group. But then also, we're all very competitive. So, yeah.
And as far as the coaching staff goes, working with Hugh Williams and the technical staff, how's that been? Of course, given that it has been a change and an adjustment working with new coaches and getting just used to their style and how that might influence your game on the field.
Yeah, I've been loving it. Everyone's been very intense in driving each other to be better. The knowledge that this coaching staff has been great, just because we have like a wide range of coaches, to where if one coach may not notice something, the other one will, and they're not afraid to be honest and call each other out. I say call each other as in us out. and I think that's something that we need, in accountability, just because it's been great going into training and knowing that we're going to be pushed and there's a high standard and a high demand on our level of play and mindset. So
speaking of that, you know, high expectations, a standard that, you know, is expected not just from the staff, but within the team and individually as well. What do you think fans should expect from this team this season?
I think they should expect a team that's going to work really hard, but also be able to play soccer. We want to show up day in and day out for each other and the fans and be able to represent this community really well. So we're going to be working hard, and we are trying to push each other behind closed doors. So then when we actually can play games in front of everyone, they can see it.
And for you, in addition to, of course, being a pro soccer player, you're also on the side getting your MBA. Like, what are, like, how has that been? Are you like, is class in session or is it not in session right now?
I'm still in session. I am getting my MBA. It's been great. I've procrastinated like any student would during this time. I have like that junior year feel, junior, senior year feel, because I have two classes that are due at the end of this month. And then I have two more that are due in August, and then I'll be finished. So I'm almost there. It's been a grind.
Home stretch.
I'm on home stretch. And so that's what I keep telling myself, just get these classes done. And then I'll be done in August. So at the time when I started my MBA, it was before COVID hit. It was before all the craziness happened. We were in a pretty set routine. So I was like, oh, easy. I'll be able to do this. And then COVID hit and I was like, you know, I really just want to take a step back. But I know if I were to take a break, it would be an extended break that I just don't want to give myself. So yeah, I'm
almost done. Hey, controlling what you can control. Your husband's a teacher, so has he been helpful in this journey for you?
No, he well, because with these classes it's a little bit more business oriented. He's like, have you been studying? Are you doing your work? because he's also getting his master's as well. So he, I think he's in his last semester as well. So
okay, couple goals though.
At this point, we're just both like, we're ready to be done with school. So I think a couple weeks ago, he sent me a text was saying, I just paid for my last set of classes. And yeah, it's been a grind. We're both kind of, we're ready for that chapter to be ending.
It's time for graduation. It's time to, you know, hang up the cap and gown, be done.
Yes.
Great memories, but moving on. Well, Abby, just a few more questions for you before we let you go. And thank you so much for taking the time to join us and help fans get to know you a little bit better. So what is something that you would want the fans to know about Abby Smith? Maybe not just on the field, but off the field as well.
I love being outdoors and I love my dogs. And yeah, I'm also a big foodie and coffee person. So those are family, coffee and foodie and being outdoors. I think that hits all the things.
Yeah, I heard this team is like big into coffee, which is great because I feel like we'll all get along really well then. But what's like the go-to coffee drink?
For me, I would say either like a black coffee, if I'm going to treat myself, almond milk latte or oat milk latte. But that's like on a rare occasion. I drink my coffee black. So yeah, but yeah.
The coffee lifestyle, I can attest to that. So I've tried to experiment with different, I got the Nespresso maker, which I've actually really enjoyed.
Yeah, so. That has coffee. I do like that one. I think recently I've been trying to like bring it back in so I don't make myself too much of a coffee snob because as soon as I get too far down that rabbit hole, nothing tastes the same.
Well, and there are just like, there are so many ways to do it. There are so many like little gadgets. I also don't have, I think, like the patience to maybe get into some of that. I respect it. Yeah. I just can't do it.
Oh yeah.
The fancy like press.
The coffee press is too bad. Or the French press.
See, like maybe that's like my ceiling of understanding of coffee. Like I think like I've reached like that's where I kind of stop. But are you a big French presser?
I was for a little bit. I didn't get the grounds weren't right, so I didn't like it as much because I didn't really filter all the way. So I'm putting that to the side for a bit. Sad day, but it's okay. I do like it. I like stronger coffee. So I'm not a big fan of watered down coffee. So if I can find strong coffee, that's a good too.
Okay, Abby, my last question for you. It's Black History Month, and I know that you've been working really closely with the team on spreading awareness on social media. So what does this month mean to you, and how far in your experience and in your time playing in the NWSL has the league come in celebrating the Black community, not just this month, but through various initiatives and efforts, especially in this last year?
I think it's super important. Obviously, I feel like there's sides that we've gotten a lot of support, but I also feel like there's a lot of room for growth. Obviously, like with this past year, it's been really hard. It's been very mentally draining, but also physically draining because mentally we're seeing it and we're seeing it in the social media and we're hearing about it. And so mentally, when you become drained, you're physically drained as well. So I think after like with this month being Black History Month, I feel like, I feel like it shouldn't just be one month of people really embracing Black history. I feel like it should be more year round and more information should be out there. Because we're filtered with the information that we're given. And I think that's something that we've known it, but haven't really called it out. And I think now people are feeling comfortable calling it out. So really digging into Black history and understanding a lot of information that we don't have. So
yeah, no, I couldn't agree more. And I've really appreciated getting to see all of what, you know, Casey and WSL's put out, in addition to all of the other resources, again, not just to get into it and be aware of it and supporting it this month, but every month of the year. It's an important conversation that needs to continue and not just be a campaign. But Abby, it's been so nice talking with you and getting to know you better.